We are doing Avat Chesed, and the Chafetz Chaim was discussing why people are lazy when it comes to the mitzvah of doing kindness. So the Chafetz Chaim says, Yeshem mitrafim atzma mitzvah zo mechamat yir'a. People are sometimes scared. That's why they don't take this mitzvah full charge. Haynu sheino batuach beina v'yarei shema lo yishalem lo. They figure, if I give a loan, maybe the guy will never pay me back. It's legitimate to think that. U'mashkon ino tzalikach, and he doesn't want to take collateral. Really, you have to think about this a lot before you use such an excuse. Firstly, imu shiur katan. Let's say the guy's asking you for a loan for a small amount of money. Guy says, you know, I don't have money right now. I got to buy myself wicks for my menorah for Hanukkah. It's not a lot of money. Shayachayav liten leish kaze mechamat mitzvah tzedakah. That amount of money, technically, you might be obligated to give him as charity. Or because the Torah says, if a guy is on the verge of collapse financially, you could give him a loan that will save him, so then there's a mitzvah to give him a loan. So then, we're obligated to give him the loan if it's a small amount of money for us. Even if a person thinks he might end up losing by giving the loan. Even if he wouldn't pay us back, if for us it's a small amount of money, so maybe we'd be obligated to give it to him as charity. So that's not a reason not to give a loan if it's a small amount of money. And even if these reasons don't apply, for example, it's more than a person would be obligated to give his charity. You guys aren't making money while you're here. So even if you have a substantial amount of money on the side, you're probably using it up and have no income right now. So I'm not sure how much money you guys should be giving to tzedakah right now.
If we make a little bit,
if you make a little bit, so from that little bit, you should give a little bit of the little bit to tzedakah. If you're making enough that you're covering your costs, you're covering your expenses, and you have a lot on the side, if you never give tzedakah on that amount, so then there's what to talk about. And if it's beyond our mitzvah of withholding a Jew, of upholding a Jew and not letting him collapse, gam ken lo haya shayach b'zeh mikol makom. Nonetheless, if the guy is willing to give you collateral, the guy says, "I'll give you my laptop. I need a loan of 1,000 shekel. You hold on to my laptop till I pay it back." So you have to be smart. Some laptops aren't worth 1,000 shekel used. Take collateral that really has value. A person can't say, "I don't want your collateral. I don't want to give you the loan." A person should take the collateral and give the loan. Unless the person is a mobster and he'll give you his laptop, and 2 days later his men will come and say, "Give us back that laptop." After you've given him the loan, he'll find a way to manhandle you out of the laptop. You know, then you don't have to give him the loan. But provided that we're not talking about someone like that, you're talking about the average person where if he gives you collateral, it's going to stay by you till he pays you back, and it's a worthwhile collateral, then the fact that you're concerned maybe he won't pay it back and you don't really feel like dealing with his collateral, that's not reason enough not to give him the loan. But you got to be smart about it. Give him collateral that's worth something. I mean, take collateral that's worth something. He tells you, "Here, you could have my gold watch. Make sure it's real gold." You know, you have to do it intelligently. Bez Hashem, we'll pick up here next time.